Welcome to Chamber Chat. Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. Go to DurangoBusiness.org for all of our upcoming events. And it's Fort Lewis College Day here in the studios. We have Marie Kem. Make sure I get that right. Welcome, first off, to your new position.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking the time to come in. And Elizabeth Bossian, your official title now is like community relations guru of everything.
That's right. I'm back. I'm director of community relations.
Well, congratulations to
you.
I'm
happy to be here.
Much deserved. So thank you both for coming in. And so, Marie, you're with Career Services. So as I understand, you're kind of in charge of internships. Explain your position.
Correct. So my title is Career Engagement Specialist.
Okay.
And this really means that I'm here to help students create that next step toward their career. So
awesome.
It could be creating a resume, looking for internships, helping a student apply to graduate school. But really our goal is just to prepare Fort Lewis College students so that they are quality applicants.
So you're basically taking them to that next step from when they obviously going to college. Why do we go to college? To get a job.
Correct.
Ultimately upon grad, and that's what you're there for.
Yes.
Very cool. So what types of jobs and internships are students looking for nowadays?
Well, first off, I just want to state that for both types of positions I'm going to explain to you about, students are really looking for flexibility with their school schedule.
Oh, okay.
So whether it's a job just to pay the bills, whether we're looking at retail, coffee shop, and then most important, they're looking for career-related jobs.
Okay, now let me ask this, because students, I would think nowadays, also want flexibility in their job. It's a different, I go to work, I get there at 7:30, I check out around 5:30, maybe get a half hour lunch in between. I do a lot of meetings all day long. Students, as I understand it, want a little bit different variety of what they're looking for in a career.
Yes. So being able to possibly be on their own, not as supervised, working from home, and definitely being able to play on the weekends,
sure.
Those sorts of things.
Very cool. Well, and I think that we all live in Durango, and that's so important. That's why we're here,
definitely.
Right? And I'm going to jump to Elizabeth because I'm a squirrel. I just see something on there that says Fall Blaze. Speaking of playing.
Fall Blaze.
That's coming up.
Serious work. Fall Blaze is coming up.
Oh, it's play. You're on a bicycle.
You're on a bicycle. That's right. And it's so much fun. It's the best.
It is.
Yeah.
And when is it?
It's September 28th.
Okay.
And it's a fundraiser for cycling scholarships for the cycling team. And this is our biggest fundraiser for the cycling team all year. So it's a great event. Everybody loves it. It's been around for a long time and it's back because it took a little hiatus, but we had it last year.
Uh-huh.
37, 60, and 100 miles.
Oh, so there's not like just a couple times around the rim?
Well, you could do that. I think that would be fine. And then you would be the first one to the picnic.
Well, that's what I'm kind of looking for.
Because there's a free picnic with beer and music.
You know what? I'm just going to skip the bike ride and go right to the beer. Is that okay?
I'm totally fine with that.
Really?
You pay your entry and
you're such
and you
a
can
liar.
Be the first one there. And I bet you'll have a few friends, too.
That's so funny. Well, I'll bring some friends for some beer. So so it's all coming up on, again, September 28th, the Fall Blaze, biggest fundraiser for cycling. And how do you register?
You can register at DurangoFallBlaze.com. And the second opportunity to register is to come to the community concerts at the Secret Garden. So
when's that?
August 14th.
Is your benefactor day.
That's our benefactor day. And it's La La Bones and has a bunch of FLC alumni in the band. So we're really excited about that.
Nice.
And you can register there. And then I'll give you a free prize, too, if you register. So
okay.
Yeah, come down to the Rochester, August 14th, 5 to 7. Great music and a great...
And it's only $10. Bring cash. Get registered. Come on in.
That's right.
Absolutely. And I'm sure those folks that are in the band had an internship at some point. See how I bring that back?
I am
a professional, aren't I?
Yes, it's all related.
Wow, yeah, sure. So with the internship programs, how does a business get signed up to possibly host, I'm going to quotation mark, host an intern?
Sure. Well, we have a new recruiting platform called Handshake,
which
all employers can post any type of position or internship that they have available for students. So that's the first place.
Okay.
Now, when we talk about internships, if a student wants to get school credit for it, then we need a little more planning on that end.
And so, on the student's part or the business part?
Well, probably both.
Both, okay.
Because a student is going to have to know if they're going to need to sign up for school credit before the semester starts.
Okay.
They're going to have to get it approved by their department. And on the employer side, they're going to have to provide 150 hours of work for that student.
Okay. And then are these paid internships? I know that that's one of the things that, you know, anymore, your students, obviously, cost of tuition, books, all of that, board, costs are going up. We all know that. So having a paid intern is, you should plan ahead as a business owner.
Yes, that is definitely ideal. Now, I understand some employers can't do that, nonprofits. Mm-hmm. But if you can pay your student a fee, then that's ideal for sure.
And does it have to be like an hourly wage, or can someone say, you know what, you're going to be 150, I'm going to give you a $1,500 I'm going to say stipend or something or whatever they need to call it. Can that be done?
Sure. That's okay. On the employer's side. You're really on our side, on the Fort Lewis side, Career Services. You know, we encourage employers to make sure that they have clear expectations for that student on learning outcomes, have a special project for them, and to really supervise the student and also give them feedback so they can refine their skills.
Now, do you pre-screen, so to speak, the students? So let's say like myself, I would be looking for someone to be Jack's assistant, you know, run around with me and make sure I follow up, because I'm really bad at following up. Elizabeth is smiling and laughing. She's like, yeah, that's so true.
I only have to remind you twice.
Yeah, well, probably more than that. But honestly, it's because I go from meeting to meeting to meeting. And then a lot of times I'm going, oh, wow, I do need to do that follow up. And I get thrown into something else because of my position. Having an intern shadowing and being able to say, okay, Jack, remember, here's the five things we talked about with Fort Lewis College or whoever it might be. And then I could pay that person. Would that qualify for an intern? You're looking at me like, well, maybe. But and part of it, I could come up with a curriculum and things that requirements that I would ask them. They could write the proposals.
Yep.
I would proof the proposals. They could then help with the follow-up. They might actually follow up and say, here's the things we talked about. Here's the deliverables the chamber is going to provide. Things of that nature.
Correct, yes. And there should be a job description for that internship position, whether it's paid or not.
Well, and I before we went on air, I was saying that one of my best experiences was interning at KOA Radio in Denver. And it wasn't a paid back then. It was back in before you were born, and long before you were born. And but seriously, back in 1985, it was during my junior year, and I learned so much being an intern at KOA Radio. And there was a couple times I got abused as an intern. I went to my supervisor and said, I really don't want to be transcribing these personal notes. And they said, we're removing you from that. Mm-hmm. And they watched and helped to make sure that I wasn't abused too bad.
Yeah, but it's great for the students, right? To figure out, hey, I really love this.
Yeah.
This is what I don't like about this.
Test drive the career.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we definitely encourage those for sure.
So if the business is looking for a particular type of intern, that's what I was asking pre-screen. Let's say, you know, I'm not going to hire a, you know, chemical engineer, but I might hire someone in marketing for an internship. That's the kind of thing by pre-screening.
Yeah, you can definitely, in our Handshake recruiting platform, you can set what type of majors you want, what skills you're looking for, and that'll kind of screen out the students that are going to be able to apply for your position.
Okay. And do you guys have any big events coming up that people can engage in?
We do. We have two big events. We have one right around the corner on October 1st.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be our 19th annual etiquette dinner. This year, it's going to be called Build Your Skills Dinner, and we have Dr. Roy Cook, who is our host, is awesome, and it's just a great way for employers to sponsor a table, and they'll able to engage with the students, answer questions that they have about the job search process, so that's a great event.
And let me ask you, if somebody wants to sponsor a table or be part, yes, they can
please
do that?
Please contact, yes. Okay. We're looking for all types of employers to sponsor a table.
Okay, and that's again on October 1st.
Correct. And then in the spring, on Thursday, February 6th, 6th, we have our spring job fair. It's open to all employers. We have 50 employers that come on campus and recruit for all sorts of positions, and all majors and all students are invited to attend. So it's really a great turnout.
That is so cool. Now, you guys also, now this isn't really probably with part of the internship program, but do you do a welcome back student fair event? Is that going on again this year?
We do, and we've sent out information to people who've participated in that in the past.
Uh-huh. And that's kind of like in the quad area?
In the quad area. Anybody who has any services that would where you're looking for a student audience, you can come up on campus near the clock tower and mm-hmm. set up a table and reach out to students.
Yeah, and I've done that in the past, and we actually answered probably more questions of the parents being the Chamber of Commerce, and you know, and we hand out a lot of Zuber Fizz. We've done that in the past, you know, like, is that what that beer? No, it's
Are you coming up this year?
I'm looking at it, actually. I'm considering it, but I got to get a student to help me unload. I'm old now, Elizabeth.
I can help you with that. I can find you a student.
Can find some
yes.
in the golf cart or something from the athletic office?
Yes, we can get you the golf cart. We've got an extended golf cart.
Oh, that'd be
it's
good.
Like a limo
that's
golf
what I need.
Cart.
All right, we'll talk afterwards.
Let's talk about
so
that.
What are some of the other ways that employees in the community can engage? What other things do you have, Marie?
Well, as I mentioned before, we'd love to have employers post their positions, internships, volunteer opportunities on Handshake. And for that, you can always refer to our career services website, www.fortlewis.edu/careerservices.
Okay.
And then at any time during the semester, if an employer wants to come on campus, we can schedule tabling, we can schedule a presentation, or even if they want students to come tour their company, we can set that up. So the sky's the limit. So let me know if they have questions, and I can definitely help them out with that.
Well, and something I'd offer, too, with through the Chamber of Commerce, too, if you ever have students that want to get into a specific career and they need a connection, the Chamber, we can always help with that because I do. I love helping students connect. And when I've spoken like Steve Silval's classes and other times I've spoke on campus, I'm always like, hey, do you want to go into this career or this career? And I've actually been able to partner some students with careers. So I'll always know that we're a resource.
Great. And Marie and I are working on a new project.
We are.
We're going to bring students down to the business after hours.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to pair them with some of your diplomats.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do that. So we're doing that in October.
October and February.
Yeah.
Very cool. I remember one time when I spoke at a class and I had four students show up and I asked one, okay, what do you want? And one said, I want to be an events coordinator. I introduced her actually to the event coordinator of the Durango Silverton Train. And then somebody else said, I want to get in the media. And I think right behind me is Kristen Dills, who's also a Fort Lewis grad. I grabbed Kristen and said, here, talk with this student. Tell her what it's like to become, you know, get into the media and doing that connection. So we're glad we can help. I'm glad you guys are taking advantage of that.
Right. When I've brought students down before, I always introduce them to you because you were really good about helping them get around that room.
Oh, and you just sit there and go, oh, that guy can talk, and he will hook you up with somebody who knows somebody that knows something.
We are very fortunate to all work together in this community.
Well, it is
to
true.
Help these students get jobs.
Absolutely.
And to learn how to network. Which is a vital skill for all majors.
Correct. Well, and I always say it's not what you know, it's who you know. And honestly, that is what an internship can qualify, test drive the job, and learn those skill sets, and hopefully even get a job offer, especially if you want to stay in the area. Now, you also can do internships outside the area.
Oh, correct. Yes. Yeah. So if we have a big company here who has sites in Texas or Washington, Florida, we can set that up as well, too. You know, not all students want to stay here. They
right.
want to go to the Front Range
sure.
and out of state as well.
Now, how can people get a hold of you?
They can go to our career services website, www.fortlewis.edu/careerservices. Or my email is mekehm@fortlewis.edu.
So that's fortlewis.edu/careerservices. There's a drop-down menu or something where people can find you.
Correct. And contact us.
Awesome. And then people can get signed up and you can get an intern. And I always point out, if you have an intern, know that they will get it done in a fraction of the amount of time that you get it takes you because they're not interrupted. I mean, seriously, I had a project one time. I figured it'd take an intern a month. And like at the end of the week, okay, what now? And I went, what? They just get it done so quick. Well, both of you, thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for
having us. Thank you, Jack.
Absolutely. Check it all out at fortlewis.edu/careerservices. And don't forget, we also have Fall Blaze coming up September 28th. And on the 14th is community concert at the Not-So-Secret Garden. All right, we got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.